What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're going to try and make it a little bit awkward. We're going to talk about things that make people uncomfortable. Those things are salaries, because it's just something you don't mention to other people. You keep it inside. My mom knows how much I make. No, I take that back. My mom doesn't know. My dad has an idea. My wife knows. Those are the only two people in my life that know what I earn as a salary that have ever really known. Who knows in your life?
My lawyer.
Me.
Well, you, because we make the same.
But. Right. But so you're like your mom or your dad don't know?
No.
Never talk with your sisters?
It's none of their business.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not something you talk about with people. We keep it anonymous. Don't tell us the name of the company you work for or what town you're from or any of that. We're going to ask you some questions and then try and figure out how much it is that you earn for doing what you do. All right. Let's see. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Great. Okay. So what do you do first?
I am a contracted speech therapy assistant for an elementary school.
Okay. So they hire you to come in and help kids?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
So are you working underneath someone in hopes to become not the assistant anymore? Like, is this an entry-level position or bigger than that?
So I had to get my bachelor's degree in order to do this. Mm-hmm. And I need to also have a license. I do work below a speech therapist, but I don't want to get my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And so I'm choosing to do this instead.
Okay.
You use the word contracted. Does that mean you're like freelance and not a full-time position with benefits kind of deal?
Yes. I got hired through a company that is that works with the school district. And then like at the next school year, if the school wants to, they can hire me on through the district.
Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket?
Neither.
Same.
yeah, never been to either.
Are you public?
I'm sorry.
No, choose
would
either
I
or I still say
yeah, neither. Yeah. Like, what do you...
Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
I've never been to either one, but I've heard Martha's Vineyard.
I've never
public or private school?
I'm currently in a public school, but I think I would probably stay with a public school.
Okay.
She doesn't make a lot of money, I'm telling you right now.
Do you own or rent?
I rent.
Okay. Oh. Import car or American?
I have an American car and I really like it. It's got a lot of bells and whistles.
Ooh, okay. Fancy American car. I like that.
What's the biggest issue you face as a speech therapist?
Oh, good question.
In my job?
Yeah.
Her boss.
Underprivileged kids.
Oh, yeah.
And a high caseload.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes. Kennedy, you want to go first?
Okay, I will.
A contracted speech therapy assistant.
Who's not making enough money, I say. 75.
Okay. 75 from Kennedy.
Hold on. We're not done. I was going 50.
You're going to go 50? Okay.
The assistant.
Okay.
Just middle ball it and let's go.
I'm going to go 49,999.
Oh, that's surprising. All right, go on.
whoever said 50 is the closest.
Boom.
It's not enough. Thanks for what you do, though. You must help
Thank
a lot
you.
Of people every day and walk home with a smile.
I do.
And that's what's important.
That is what is important.
I mean, paying the rent would be different.
Getting paid a fair wage is also cool.
That would really be nice.
It's pretty dope.
It would be pretty cool.
All right, let's do one more real quick. You're a rehabilitation coordinator. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
So that means that I oversee 4 group homes for a private company that's funded by the Department of Mental Health.
Okay, okay. Very rewarding work, I imagine.
It is.
So how do you manage people, buildings, things, all of these things?
All of the above.
Wow.
So I oversee, I have 4 houses, which is 30 beds, which houses 30 people with severe mental illness. And I have, they all have teams of people that work. So I have to oversee the managers, their houses, their budgets,
wow.
literally everything that you could think of when you come to managing lives.
What is your degree to get into this field?
I have a bachelor's degree.
In what?
But it's in marketing, so they take any bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay.
She's managing people and things.
Uh-huh. Last time you went out to eat on a Saturday night, where did you go?
Oh, good question.
Chili's.
I love Chili's.
Lord, I love me a Chili's.
I haven't been in a while.
Them triple dippers will kill you.
I love you. I'm gonna hang
When's
out
the last
with you.
Time you went on vacation?
Actually, I went in June. I treated myself for my 40th birthday.
Okay,
for you.
Where did you go?
On a 7-day cruise to Bermuda.
Oh.
Sounds like a tough job. You need a 7-day cruise to Bermuda.
I swear. Okay. That's so much to worry about.
All right, let's make some guesses here.
All right.
Dan, you want to go first?
Sure. And if this game has taught me anything, it's that rewarding jobs don't pay enough.
Okay.
So let's say 4 houses. I'm going to go 65.
65. Kennedy, you want to go now?
I feel like insurance companies are involved, uh-huh. so it might mean that she makes a little bit more.
Right.
I'm going to say 100.
Maybe. 100? Okay.
How long she's managing a lot of
I know. How long? How long have you worked for this company?
21 years.
21 years.
I should have asked that.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go 85K. I'm going to go 85. So we have 65, 100, 85. Don't say the name of the company, your town, or your name, or any of that, but how much do you earn as a rehabilitation coordinator?
With my new longevity rate, I've reached $83,000.
All right.
That is
Well, thanks for doing what you
nice
do.
Job, yes.
I should have asked how long she worked there. That was a rookie move on my part.
All right.
Hey, you know for next time, Dan.
I'm mad at myself. I'll see you at Chili's.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.